Today's liturgy of the word on the memorial of Saint Mary Magdalene is really all about desire. In the first reading from the book of the Song of Songs, we heard of the image of a bride yearning and longing for her beloved. In the responsorial psalm, we repeated that our soul is athirst for the living God. And in the gospel, we see really this great desire of Mary Magdalene to cling to Jesus and to want to be in the presence of the risen Lord. Desire truly is an incredibly important force in our own life. It is something which is crucial to our human nature, and it's something which really drives us forward. It motivates us to move. In fact, even in the word motivate is the notion of motion, which is to say that desires that we have drive us forward toward particular things. And without that desire, we would be overly passive and stationary and, well, without motivation to go forward and do things. Sometimes even with respect to bodily things, if somebody, because of illness, loses their taste or their sense for food, without that desire for food, it becomes much more difficult to get nutrients into the body. And so desire really is a fundamental aspect of human life, which is very important because it motivates us toward action. The second part about desire, which is notable, is that we have different types of desire in our life, all of which serve a particular function. As far as our bodies go, we have a desire for drink, for food, for sleep, for sex. These are things which are innate to our nature, are proper to our nature, and all of which are going to serve a particular purpose according to truth and according to reason. But apart from bodily desires, we can also speak even more importantly of spiritual desires that we have placed within our nature. And here most notably we are talking about the desire for truth, that the human intellect wants to know the truth about things in this world. But also, having known the truth about things in this world, we also have a desire to know the source of all truth. And so this desire for truth really becomes, in a way, a desire for God, who is the origin and source of all truth. And secondly, we can also speak about this spiritual desire and hungering that we have for happiness. Everybody longs to be happy, and likewise we go through life trying to find the answers or the object that will satisfy this desire. And here too, like the desire for truth, ultimately it's going to be only God who can satisfy this deepest longing for happiness that we have in our life. The third important part about desire is that while we have them naturally placed within us, we also need to be able to direct desire according to its proper object or according to reason. Take, for example, our desire for drink. One could say, well, I have a desire for drink, but what kind of a drink should I have that is going to properly quench my bodily thirst? Reason would tell us, well, the human body is about 60% by weight water, and therefore to hydrate the body, it would make sense that the more water we drink, the better it'll be for us. Now imagine someone else who said, well, I really love the taste of Coca-Cola, and I think instead of drinking any water, I'm going to just drink Coca-Cola because I love the taste and I'm going to try to hydrate my body that way. Well, reason is not going to be on their side, and ultimately through all the sugar and different elements of Coca-Cola, the person is going to wind up slowly poisoning their own body because the thirst that we were made for isn't Coca-Cola, but it's primarily more going to be water or things which can be turned into pure water for the sake of hydrating the body. So it's not enough to simply have the desire, but it also has to be directed by reason. It has to be directed toward a proper object. Otherwise, we can actually wind up hurting ourselves by deviating away from what the purpose of the desire actually is in the first place. And the last part is to say also that desires are also something which can be cultivated and nurtured. We can cultivate them to direct them in a particular direction. And this can be both good or bad. In the case of drink, if one cultivates a taste for Coca-Cola, and slowly becomes kind of addicted and begins to crave the caffeine and the sugar and the taste of Coke, well, they have kind of cultivated their desire for it, but because it isn't the best thing for them, ultimately it's going to wind up hurting them. Similarly, people cultivate a desire for their favorite sports team. Down here in Texas, there are a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans, and nobody is born with a Dallas Cowboy star on their chest. It is something which is entirely cultivated and nurtured in them by watching some football, hearing about it, gradually coming to cheer for their favorite team and thinking that they're going to get a little bit of happiness in their life if their favorite team wins. This too is a kind of cultivating a desire for something that's going to be trying to answer a much deeper longing that we have. Well, in the person of Mary Magdalene, whose feast we celebrate today, we really can see all of these principles at play. Mary Magdalene in her life, Saint Mary Magdalene, really was a woman on a search for truth and happiness, and went through different phases or different aspects of her life looking for this truth and happiness. But the most important thing is she looked, and when she met the Lord Jesus and found the Lord Jesus, she clung to him with all of her being. She recognized in Jesus the fullness of the truth that she had been looking for her whole life. And she recognized in Jesus that resting in a communion with him, she would find the source of all happiness as well. And for this reason, on the morning of the resurrection, it was Mary who arrived at the tomb first and who was there waiting lovingly, longingly for the risen Lord Jesus. And when she encountered the risen Lord, who was clinging to him and not wanting to let go, because so deep in her was the reality that Jesus is the source of all truth and the source of all happiness. And Saint Mary Magdalene knew it, and she never wanted to lose it, never wanted to let go of it. My brothers and sisters, the same process is true in our own life. Desires are things which drive us forward to do things, but the deepest desires that we have for truth and for happiness, we're called to recognize that they're only truly going to be satisfied through the knowledge of God and through resting in communion with God. And this is precisely the gift that we receive in Jesus Christ. And so today, let us pray through the intercession of Saint Mary Magdalene that we would always strive to nurture and direct our lives according to these proper objects that satisfy our desire for truth and happiness, to cultivate our relationship with God through prayer, through the sacraments, through longing to be with him, and that we would always stay focused and recognize that our great desire for happiness, our desire for truth, can only be satisfied by the one true and living God. Amen.